Jesus explains what happened before the world was created. In the vast expanse of eternity, before the foundation of the world was laid, there existed a divine mystery, a mystery that transcends human understanding and echoes through the ages. This is not merely a story of beginnings, but a profound revelation imparted to us by none other than Jesus Christ himself. As Christians, we seek to understand our origins, our purpose, and the grandeur of God's eternal plan. To do so, we turn to the words of Jesus and the Holy Scriptures, which shed light on the mysteries that existed before the dawn of time. 1. The eternal existence of God. Before time, space, and matter were formed, there was God, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. The Bible declares God's eternal nature in Psalm 92. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. This eternal existence is further emphasized in the Gospel of John, where Jesus, in his profound prayer, reveals glimpses of this pre-creation reality. In John 17:5, Jesus prays, "And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began." This statement is a powerful affirmation of Jesus' pre-existence and his divine glory, shared with the Father from eternity. It offers a glimpse into the divine communion that existed before the universe was formed, a communion that is central to Christian faith and theology. 2. The divine plan unfolded. The Bible is not just a record of human history, but a revelation of God's eternal plan. In 1 Peter 1:20, it is written, "He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake." Here, Peter speaks of Jesus, who was foreordained before the world's creation to be our Savior. This divine plan was set in motion long before humanity ever existed, highlighting God's omniscience and sovereignty. Genesis, the first book of the Bible, begins with the creation of the heavens and the earth, but it does not delve into the mysteries of eternity past. Moses, under divine inspiration, chose to focus on the creation narrative relevant to human history. Yet through Jesus' teachings and the writings of the apostles, we are granted a glimpse into the pre-creation era where God's majestic plan was already unfolding. 3. Jesus reveals the glory of God. In John 17, often referred to as the high priestly prayer, Jesus offers a prayer that is both intimate and profound. It is a moment where we can hear the heartbeat of Jesus as he communes with the Father. He prays for the glorification of both himself and the Father, a glorification rooted in the divine relationship that predates the universe. "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, in Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began." John 17:1-5. This prayer is not just a request for glory. It is an affirmation of Jesus' divine mission and his pre-existent glory with the Father. It underscores the eternal nature of Jesus and his unique role in the divine plan of salvation. 4. The Triune God, a mystery revealed. The concept of the Trinity, God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is a cornerstone of Christian doctrine. It is a mystery that, while beyond full human comprehension, is revealed through Scripture. The plural noun Elohim, used in Genesis 1:1, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth," hints at the triune nature of God. This plurality is not a contradiction, but a profound truth about the nature of the divine. Jesus' own words in John 10:30, "I and the Father are one," and the Great Commission in Matthew 28:19, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit," further illuminate this divine mystery. The Trinity existed in perfect harmony and unity before the creation of the world, a divine fellowship of love and purpose. 5. The majesty of Jesus and his eternal role. Before the creation of the material world, Jesus existed in majesty and glory. He was not merely a historical figure, but the eternal Son of God, who participated in the creation of all things. Colossians 1:16-17 states, "For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together." This passage from Colossians reveals the cosmic significance of Jesus Christ. He is the agent of creation, the sustainer of the universe, and the ultimate purpose of all things. His pre-existent glory and majesty are integral to understanding his mission on earth and his role in God's eternal plan. 6. The pre-existence of Jesus, a testament to his divinity. The pre-existence of Jesus is not just a theological concept, but a testament to his divinity. It affirms that Jesus is not a created being, but the eternal Son of God, co-equal with the Father. In John 8:58, Jesus declares, "Very truly I tell you, before Abraham was born, I am." This statement, echoing God's self-revelation to Moses in Exodus 3:14, "I am who I am," is a powerful assertion of Jesus' divine nature. Jesus' pre-existence is also affirmed in the opening verses of the Gospel of John. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made." John 1:1-3. The Word identified as Jesus Christ is eternal, existing with God and as God from the beginning. 7. Jesus' prayer, a window into the divine heart. The prayer of Jesus in John 17 is a unique window into the divine heart. It reveals his deep love for the Father, his unwavering commitment to his mission, and his profound desire for the glorification of God. Jesus' prayer is also a powerful testament to his pre-existence and his intimate relationship with the Father. In this prayer, Jesus asks for the restoration of the glory he shared with the Father before the world began. This request is not born out of selfish ambition, but a deep yearning for the divine fellowship that existed from eternity. It is a reminder of the profound unity and love within the Trinity, a love that encompasses and overflows into the creation and redemption of the world. 8. The role of the Holy Spirit in the eternal plan. The Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, also played a vital role in the eternal plan of God. The Spirit is present in the creation narrative, hovering over the waters in Genesis 1:2. The Spirit's role in creation is a testament to the divine unity and purpose shared by the Trinity. Jesus promised the coming of the Holy Spirit as a comforter and guide for his disciples. In John 14:16-17, Jesus says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth." The Holy Spirit, who has been active from eternity, continues to work in the world, guiding believers and glorifying God. 9. The revelation of Jesus' glory in the end times. The book of Revelation provides a dramatic and awe-inspiring glimpse of Jesus' glory and majesty. John, the beloved disciple, sees a vision of the risen and glorified Christ. In Revelation 1:12-16, John describes the awe-inspiring sight. "I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me, and when I turned, I saw 7 golden lampstands, and among the lampstands was someone like a son of man, dressed in a robe reaching down to his feet and with a golden sash around his chest. The hair on his head was white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like blazing fire. His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of rushing waters. In his right hand he held 7 stars, and coming out of his mouth was a sharp, double-edged sword. His face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance." This vision of Jesus is a powerful testament to his divine glory and eternal nature. It is a reminder that Jesus is not only the Savior who walked the earth, but also the eternal King who reigns in heaven. The glorified Christ in Revelation is a fulfillment of his prayer in John 17, where he asked to be glorified with the glory he shared with the Father before the world began. 10. Implications for believers. Understanding what happened before the creation of the world has profound implications for believers. It deepens our understanding of God's eternal plan and his boundless love for humanity. It reminds us that our salvation was not an afterthought, but a divine plan set in motion before time began. The pre-existence of Jesus and his shared glory with the Father underscore the significance of his sacrificial mission on earth. It highlights the depth of God's love, as expressed in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." 11. Living in the light of eternity. As Christians, we are called to live in the light of eternity. The knowledge of God's eternal plan should inspire us to live with purpose, faith, and devotion. Jesus' prayer in John 17 is a call to glorify God in all that we do, just as Jesus glorified the Father through his life and mission. We are also called to be witnesses of this divine truth, sharing the gospel with others and living out our faith with conviction. The eternal nature of God and the pre-existence of Jesus remind us that our faith is rooted in timeless truths and divine realities that transcend the fleeting concerns of this world. 12. The power of prayer in communion with God. Jesus' prayer in John 17 is a powerful reminder of the importance of prayer in communion with God. Through prayer, we can connect with the divine, seek guidance, and draw strength for our journey of faith. Jesus' example shows us that prayer is not just a religious duty, but a vital means of experiencing God's presence and power in our lives. In our prayers, we can seek the same glorification that Jesus prayed for, asking that our lives reflect God's glory and that we fulfill the purpose he has set for us. As we pray, we can be assured that we are participating in the divine fellowship that existed before the creation of the world, a fellowship rooted in love, unity, and eternal purpose. 13. Conclusion: embracing the mystery of eternity. The mystery of what happened before the creation of the world is a profound and awe-inspiring truth. Through the teachings of Jesus and the revelations of Scripture, we gain a glimpse into the eternal nature of God in the divine plan that encompasses all of creation. This knowledge deepens our faith, enriches our understanding, and inspires us to live with purpose and devotion. As we contemplate the eternal existence of God, the pre-existence of Jesus, and the divine plan set in motion before time began, we are reminded of the boundless love and grace that have been extended to us. We are called to respond with faith, gratitude, and a commitment to glorify God in all that we do. In the end, the mystery of eternity invites us to embrace the divine fellowship and to live in the light of God's eternal purpose. It is a journey of faith, guided by the teachings of Jesus, empowered by the Holy Spirit, and rooted in the timeless truths of the Christian faith.